All right, we're back here at the Louisville Slugger Complex wrapping up. We are joined now by Rock Ridge head coach John Nelson. A three-peat in softball, just the third time in state history that that's happened. The Rock Ridge Rockets did it today. Well, what does that mean to you?
I don't know, man. People keep asking me that, and I'm not sure if I've given the right answer yet. But I think it means God showered his grace on my team, and we were able to set short-term and long-term individual and team goals at the beginning of the season, and everybody bought into showing up every day and getting better than the day before, and they believed in the process. They bought into our culture, and I think, in the end, that's what pulled us through.
Well, looking at this team you coached this year, ending, I think, 37-1, or was it 38-1?
38-1.
So the last three seasons, you win three state titles, go 102-1. What is it about this group that allowed you to go on such a historic run, you think?
I just think that they're gritty, and they hate losing more than they love winning. They absolutely, they're a competitive group, and I think that's a huge part of our culture, is just being gritty and being really, really competitive and just putting in the work. I mean, having kids like, Kendra Lewis on the mound and, Peyton Brown and Corey, Needham and, all those jokers out there. I mean, gee, many Christmas. I mean, our middle infield Peyton and Sierra, and then our corners with Taylor and Estella, it's unbelievable. And then we have an incredible outfield with McKaylin, Corey, and Morgan. And then look what we did with Daytona Downing behind the plate. I mean, mm-hmm. She's an outfielder.
Yeah, I know.
And we didn't have a catcher, and she was like, I catch on my travel team. I'll put the work in, and she put the work in, and everyone believed in each other, and just it's about just wanting it more than the other team, and God, I'm blessed.
We talked about Daytona Downing in the seventh inning, talking about how she went from being an outfielder to catching for this team, and I know the shoes she filled with Bayla Bogner, huge shoes.
Yeah.
So talking about a kid like that who said, okay, I'll catch, and, the last 2 days she's catching in 95-degree weather and AstroTurf, and, like Coach Cook and I were saying on the broadcast, like an incredible job for her from day one of the season to the state title. Talk a little bit more about Daytona Downing, a pretty special kid, I'd assume, right?
Oh, without a doubt. She's a blast, too. She comes from the same class clown school that I come from, so we have a lot of fun with Daytona. She's a ton of fun. Look at what she did here this weekend. I mean, runners were terrified of her. I mean, we had in yesterday's game, they had three or four kids that are just absolutely lightning quick who didn't want to get off the base because they knew she was going to gun them down. And, they stayed close because they didn't want to get picked off. So she was an intimidating force and did a fantastic job for us.
Well, I know when you go through the postseason, there's, some like high stress moments, and you're so in the moment that sometimes I feel like people can't quite enjoy the moment they're in. Do you think the past three seasons you've been able to kind of step out while you've been in it and say, okay, what we're doing here is really, really special? You think you've been able to do that at all?
Yeah, usually in the off season, you look back and you read the online articles and you go through the Twitter rabbit hole or the newspaper and the news media and read all that stuff, and you kind of go back and you see what you did, and it's just mind blowing. I'm like, first of all, who says, oh, we're going to go out and win 70-some games in a row? I mean, nobody sets out to do that, It just happens, and we're just fortunate it happened to us. And we've told the kids, and the kids bought in, that it doesn't matter how many we win in a row. We just want to win our last seven. Those are the only ones that count.
Well, I love, the social media that Rock Ridge Softball has, and you use the two phrases you use are extraordinary.
Yep.
And never settle. So can you talk a little bit about what those two phrases mean to you and the program?
Yeah, so the word extraordinary, it comes down to reminding the kids. It's a reminder to the kids that they have extraordinary capabilities as long as they're willing to do what it takes to develop them. And then never settle means don't be satisfied with one state title or two state titles or, records or anything like that, because the next day you have more challenges and you have to get better every day to be able to meet those challenges.
Well, what about the senior kids you coached? They went 3-for-3 winning state titles. Just talk a little bit about the kids who played their last game as Rock Ridge Rockets today, winning another state championship.
Yeah, I'm super proud of them. They're very gritty kids. They had to go through a lot of adversity with their freshman year being taken away to COVID, and then they showed up the next year just as hungry as can be to go out and prove themselves and continue the Rock Ridge softball culture and tradition, and they just stayed consistent with the work, and, you know, three state titles later, they're gone.
And one thing I forgot to ask you earlier in the year that I want to ask you now after you've won another state championship. Now, you know, I know I probably the whole season you had the same nine kids in the starting lineup, but to have success at this level, it's not just the nine kids in the starting lineup, right? It's a program-wide effort. It's a 16, 17, 18-person mm-hmm. team, whatever it is. So can you speak about the kids maybe who didn't get a ton of playing time, how big of a role they play for this run too?
Yeah, we call them specialists. They're specialists in controlling the culture in the dugout. They're the ones that are supposed to be as loud as possible and be there to support their teammates and be ready to go in as a sub or a runner or whatever. And if you look at our dugout, if we're winning by nine or losing by nine, it looks the same. We're rocking, first pitch to last, absolutely rocking, and I couldn't be more proud of those guys.
So I asked all the kids this that I talked to. I'm going to ask you the same question as we wrap up. Now, you've been nine full seasons as the head coach at Rock Ridge, six state trophies, now four state titles. To John Nelson, what does Rock Ridge Rocket softball mean?
That's a good one. Family. It means family. It's family. Everybody here cares for one another like family, and that's what it's all about.
Three state titles in a row for Coach Nelson and the Rock Ridge Rockets. Had a ton of fun following the team again this year. Had a lot of fun on the postseason run and another state title. Coach Nelson, thanks for making that possible. Thanks for letting me have some fun the last couple of weeks, too.
Yeah, you've done a great job, and huge thanks to my coaching staff. I'm blessed that I have four coaches around me who are smarter than me, who tell me how to do what I got to do. So I'm very, very happy and blessed to have those guys. So thanks a ton to them.
Rock Ridge wins the 2A state championship in 2023, defeating Beecher. The final score, Rock Ridge 7 and Beecher 1.